Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 119. Today I want to talk about compromise because I've been thinking about this very recently. And sometimes in life we hear about compromise. You might even be thinking, you know, about compromise right now. Just the word itself, you hear sometimes in like strategic plans, something's been compromised, or you know, in movies where it's like a war movie or something, and their plan has been compromised, right? So already sometimes for me it's a negative connotation, and what I mean by that is when you hear the word compromise itself, or when you think of whatever you think of when you hear the word compromise, for me it can have a negative meaning, or I already start thinking about it's a negative thing. But I want to talk about how compromise really is actually very powerful. There's a lot of strength in compromise. And there's a lot of aspects to compromise. I was thinking about this throughout my day, just compromising and situations where I've had to compromise. And compromise in an ideal situation provides an opportunity for multiple perspectives, at least two perspectives, because when you're compromising, you're either compromising for yourself, your own goals, plans, etc., or you're compromising with or for someone else or a group of people or many people. So I want to talk about compromising with someone else. I think I always thought growing up and really for a really long time that compromise meant that you had to give up something, which you do, but I thought that it meant that you're just giving up all of your things and you're taking on the other person's idea or their plan, right? So compromise meant that if you're on a vacation and you want to do something, compromise would mean that you don't do your thing and that you give it up and you let someone else do their thing. But really, compromise is kind of a give and take. In an ideal situation, like I said, there's going to be times when you feel like you're compromising too much or you're not compromising enough. But really, you can learn a lot from compromises. And I think a compromise itself just means that you're looking at someone else's perspective. You're trying to understand where they're coming from. And a compromise doesn't always have to be like giving up physical items, like, you know, you're trading things or anything like that. It could just be time, effort, energy. You're compromising, you know, let's say that you really like to do something every day when you get off work, and your partner or someone that you care about or your neighbor, it could really be, there's a lot of people that it could be or things, right? So if you get home and you park your car in one side of your driveway, this is probably an awful example, but this is what I'm going to go with. You park your car in the same spot in the driveway every single day, and your neighbor doesn't particularly like where you park your car because it's killing the grass in their part of their yard or something. I don't know. This is probably a really bad example, like I said. But let's just say, you know, there's going to be compromise. You're going to have to understand that a person that can compromise well, in my opinion, is someone that can look at someone else's perspective. Say, why would they care where I park my car? That's ridiculous. But getting to know why they're asking that, coming in with your lens on that, you want to understand why they're saying this. And I think that's what a good compromise is. And I don't know how that that parking the car in your driveway and your neighbor, I don't know how that situation ends. I'm just going to let that one go because that was an awful analogy. That was an awful example. But what I really want to talk about is the power of compromise. Because recently I had a compromise and I was able to explain myself, and the person I was compromising with was able to explain themselves. And I actually, when I listened to them, they shared something with me that I didn't even think about before the compromise, before I went into the conversation. They shared something while we were talking back and forth, and I didn't even think about one of the points that they made. And I was like, wow, that's a really great point. We didn't end up compromising anything, but I walked away with a new perspective and new thoughts. So later, if we need to talk about it again, I know exactly, I know really where they're coming from. So I guess what I want to share is that you don't have to think of compromising as you being weak or a weak situation. Giving up something doesn't mean weak, and trying to have total control and total grip in this life is a very stressful and really impossible way to live. If you care about other people's feelings and if you're trying to live this life with other people, trying to have total control of it. You know, life is funny. Whatever you want to believe in, if you believe in a higher power or whatever you want to believe in, life sometimes laughs at us. Whoever that is, whatever that is. In my opinion, sometimes life laughs at us. you know, we try to have all these goals laid out. We try to have life, you know, figured out. And as soon as I've had, quote unquote, I've had it figured out, right? I thought, you know, I'm on a roll. Woo, I'm feeling good. That's when life laughed at me. It was like, hey, take this. This is going to be something that you didn't even know was coming and start dealing with it. So, you know, life is so unpredictable. Life is so fragile and so precious. To have total grip over it, especially like I said, if you have people in your life that you care about or you're trying to live life with other people, it's going to be very hard not to go through life and not compromise. People that I look up to and I really respect and I admire are very good at compromising. They know when to compromise. They know when not to compromise, which I think is something that we really need to talk about as well. I'm not saying that every single situation in life, you need to give it all up. You need to compromise every single time, because sometimes, you know, you need to stand firmly. You need to stand firmly in your beliefs and not compromise. But knowing when to compromise, that's not something I have figured out. That's something I'm trying to learn, and how to compromise well. You know, there's going to be certain things we all believe and we all hold different things to different values. So something I might be willing to compromise on, another person would be like, oh, absolutely not. I'm not compromising there. And that's the kind of the beauty in life. It can be frustrating because you might be talking to someone that's not willing to compromise. But if you try to understand why they're...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're not willing to compromise, you might get somewhere. And even if you, like I said, I've been in situations where I don't compromise. I don't end up getting what I want, or the other person. We don't end up compromising, but we get to know each other a little more, and we get to know why we're not going to compromise. And if someone at home or someone that's listening right now has a number counter on how many times I've said compromise, go ahead and let me know. I feel like I've said it a lot, but I think that I'm very young. I'm going to be 25. Whew, I'm going to be 25 in September. But I feel like as I've just gotten a little bit older into the mid-20s, I've really started to see how compromising can really benefit everyone and how it can help us live a better life, really, in my opinion. Because another thing that I'm just thinking about, sorry, it feels like I'm all over the place. So I hope this is really making sense. One thing that I just thought about in this very moment was that sometimes you get to like try new things, and you get to, when you compromise with other people's perspective, you might grow and you might see another avenue or an experience or an idea that you never would have thought of. Because, you know, so many times, I remember when I was like just graduating high school, and like when I started to get into my senior year of high school, I thought I had it all figured out, right? As some of us do when we're, you know, exiting into post high school life or that age, like 18, 19. And I was like, I was not very open to trying new things. I wasn't closed off, but I am so open to trying new things. I said, I always try something once, a lot of things once. There's some things I won't try just because of like safety and like, you know, really throw me over the edge with the anxiety. But there's so many things that I am willing to try. And if I'm willing to compromise something and someone brings in a new idea or a new experience that they want to share with me and that they think that we can compromise something together, I mean, you're learning new things, you're experiencing new things. That's what I think life's all about. That's what I'm chasing. I'm chasing new experiences, new perspectives, meeting new people, hearing new things, seeing things that I already think I know in a different way. Because really, how much do we really know? You know, there's things that I thought I knew. Old wise tale is what I thought it was, right? I tweeted this. I thought a saying, have you ever heard the saying old wives tale? Okay, I thought that was old wise tale, W-I-S-E, like someone was wise. Doesn't that make sense? Apparently it's old wives tale, like a wife, W-I-V-E-S, apostrophe. I mean, what the heck? Something I thought I knew for 24.8 years of my life. Turns out I didn't know that. Now this has nothing to do with compromise, but it has a lot to do with thinking that we know things. And sometimes we either don't know, or other people know more, or other people know it from a different angle. So I think that's super cool. I think compromising brings new perspectives, new experiences, the opportunity for new experiences and new ideas. And really, what I want to share and what the take-home message from this episode, from my opinion, my perspective, my thought, is that compromise doesn't make you a weak person. You know, giving up something so that other people can kind of shine a little bit or other people can get a little bit. And not every single compromise might be a 50-50 split. Sometimes you might compromise to where you're giving up 90% of something and you're only getting 10% back in your eyes. But then, you know, a couple weeks later, you get that 90% back or you get 70% back. So it's like, how much are you willing to give and take? And it's kind of a rolling process. And there's really no formula. Someone could tell you that you're giving up too much, but it's all going to be how you value it and how you value yourself and others and your time and your energy and all of that great stuff. So just remember that compromise doesn't make you weak. And on that note, I hope that you're having, it's not the middle of May, but we're ending up the first week of May here, heading into the second week. I hope that you're taking care of yourself and your mental health. It is Mental Health Awareness Month. So I really hope that you're shining this month. And if you're going through some dark times, just remember that you deserve to be here. This world and all of us in it are much better off with you here. And you have a gift, you have talents, and sometimes it just takes a little brush to dust them off. And sometimes we forget about our own special, why we're special, right? And like I said, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so I hope that, you know, we can continue to move this conversation around mental health and end the stigma and make sure that we're all being taken care of and support each other, because we're all going to have down times, and it's a cliche, but it's so, so, so true, and it's so important. And it's sometimes hard to remember that everyone is going through something. You know, you might see someone, it's very easy to judge if someone's having a bad day, we don't know about it, we have an interaction with them, and we take, wow, that person's rude, right? How many times have you said, I've said that a lot. I'm not going to sit here and fake it. I've said, wow, that person was rude, mostly in like customer service or something. But guess what? I've started to change that mindset and say, I have no idea. You know, it's like the iceberg picture. I got like, let's say I got a 2-minute interaction with someone. 2 minutes out of their whole life and even out of their whole day is a very, very minuscule, very small, very, very tiny part of their life. I have no idea what they're going through. And so you don't always have to jump on that kind of mindset, but that's where I'm at. And so remember, compromising does not make you weak. Compromises really can be beautiful. And so I hope that, get out there and compromise. Are there areas in your life where you can compromise? Have you been offered compromises from people that you kind of turn down because you're like, eh? Sometimes it can be like an ego. For me, it was like, I'm not compromising. Like I was willing to die. You hear like, I'm willing to die on that hill. And that just means it's kind of a, I don't really like the saying, but it's like, I'm willing to not compromise and not give. There's no give for me in that area. But what areas are you not compromising where you think that there could be opportunity? Think about that as we move through our week. Never forget that, you know, to be kind, be positive, be yourself, especially during this month, Mental Health Awareness. And as we move on, just remember those three things, being kind, being positive, and especially being yourself. Please don't ever forget that Black Lives Matter, and especially during this year, it's been a really, really eye-opening year. Please don't forget that trans people matter. Trans people are beautiful, and trans people are humans just like us, and they deserve life. They deserve every single right that all of us take for granted, all of us cisgendered people. So don't forget that Black Lives Matter and trans lives matter.